This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Osseo Fairchild High School, home of the Thunder, inside of this Western Cloverbelt Conference boys basketball game pitting your McDonald Central Max at 11-4, 5-3 in conference play and tied for second in the WCC with the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. They are 9-6 on the season, 4-4 right now in fifth place in a tie with Fall Creek in the Western Cloverbelt Conference standings. McDonald has had 6 days off. The last time out, we had it for you on WOGO. A tough loss on the road at Regis, 56-41. On the other side, Tuesday night was the last action for head coach Tim Popple's Osseo Fairchild Thunder as they fell here at home to Spring Valley, 65-42. McDonald in that game against Regis, they were down 24-17 at the half, came within two in the second half, but could not finish the deal as Regis pulled away late to split that season series. Seven players scored for McDonald. They were 1 of 16, though, from three-point range, just 6%, 16 of 47, that's 34% from the field, and 62% on 8 of 13 tries from the free throw line. Maybe notable in that game for McDonald, just 3 assists on 16 field goals, 10 turnovers. They were out-rebounded by 13 fouls in the game as well. And really, when you look at this stretch for McDonald, it started January the 16th on the road at Thorpe. They got a win, went on the road to Augusta, and got a win there. But again, this is six consecutive road games starting January 16th, ending February 2nd at Cadott. We'll have that game for you on WOGO. But this is the fourth of six in a row on the road and trying to become road warriors, this McDonald Max team. But again, looking to go 3-1 in the first four games of this road trip. For the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, they're pretty banged up, as head coach Tim Popple, we'll talk with him shortly here on Max Pregame on WOGO, told us he's missing two of his five starters due to injury and about five, maybe six players out for this game and possibly longer, again, as they are battling the injury bug here at Osseo. We're going to hear from both head coaches. We'll recap the last time these two teams tangled as well. McDonald winning that one way back on the 12th of December, 63-51. First, we'll step out for a two-minute break. This is Max Pregame on WOGO Sports. We're back with Coach Tim Popple here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us for Max Basketball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO Sports live on the road at Osseo Fairchild, home of the Thunder, is your McDonald Central Max Battle of Osseo Fairchild in this Western Cloverbelt Conference contest. Here with head coach Tim Popple of the Thunder. And coach, 9-5 on the season so far, played on Tuesday night against a tough Spring Valley team. But your team, again, is battling through injuries, trying to hang with it. I know everybody's chasing Bloomer, but still, there's a big pack in the middle of this conference right now.
Yep, just like every year. There's no easy spots in the Western Culver Belt, so you can go all the way to the bottom of this conference and they can beat you on any given night. So yeah, we're just fighting for every game one by one, and hopefully we get healthy by the playoffs.
Up in Chippewa, McDonald got you, I believe, by 12 the first time you played. What did you see in that game that you did well, and where do you need to improve to get a win here on your home floor?
Well, like always, when you play McDonald, you gotta be disciplined on defense, because sooner or later, they're so patient. They just wait and wait and wait till they get that good look. And they got the shooters to hurt you. And we just can't leave those shooters get open, hopefully tonight. And, you know, we're down in size, but we gotta do the best we can inside against their big guys, too.
When you have been playing well this season, I know, again, when everybody's been healthy, but what has it looked like? What could we expect to see if you hit that groove?
If we play like we normally do, it's an up-and-down game normally. You know, we're usually pushing the ball every time, and because we don't have much size, we kind of play that way, try to put pressure on teams and run, because if we play with our back to the basket, it's usually not to our favor. So it's what we hope to do even tonight.
Well, Coach, always good to see you. Always good to be down here in Osseo, and looking forward to a competitive game. And wish you and your team the best of luck and good health the rest of the way.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Head Coach Tim Popple of the Thunder back with Coach Schilling of the Max. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets, with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on the road at Osseo Fairchild. Western Cloverbelt Conference boys hoops tonight on WOGO Sports, here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. They're in game four of a six-game road stretch. And, Coach, last time we saw you Friday night, it seemed like maybe not the team in sync that we've seen some of the other nights. And I know you just mentioned off the air, it's good to get some practice.
Yeah, we didn't play our best game last Friday night. So, offensively, we didn't really get a rhythm going. We didn't hit some shots that we've been hitting most of the year. So, just really kind of tried to go back to some of the basics this week in practice and see if we can come out and play a little better tonight.
You do have a pretty young team this year, and so a lot of home games to kind of get your sea legs, get your feet under you. But now, again, maybe a replication of what you could see in the playoffs, having to go on the road consistently. What have you liked? What are you saying we need to improve on in this road swing?
But again, offensive consistency is something that we're, you know, trying to get going. Defensively, we could have played better, but on Friday we still played a decent game defensively. So we're trying to buy into that and see if that can lead to some of our offense and get our offense a little bit easier, some shots in transition and some things like that.
This is the second time you've seen this Osseo Fairchild team. Of course, it seems like a hallmark under Coach Popple. They like to get out and try and push the pace if they can, especially when they're a little undermanned tonight with injury.
Yeah, they're really good out in transition. They'll push the ball, you know, on makes or misses, and they'll get out and try to get some easy shots. So I thought the first time we played them, we did a pretty good job getting back on defense and trying to make them score in the half court. So it's going to be another tough challenge here, and hopefully we can be up to that task.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll be talking about a win afterward.
Great. Thank you guys for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling of the Max. We're getting closer to tip-off here from Osseo on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
Go
here.
Grant,
push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora to beat the buzzer. Yes!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot! My number 7!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Max Pregame, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald boys hoops on the road at Osseo Fairchild, home of the Thunder. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680 and WOGO.com. Live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com as well. Sam Aberle, our producer, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Last time these two teams met, McDonald won 63-51 on December 12th. The Max were up 33-22 at the break. They shot 48% from the field, 35% from three, hit 9 3-pointers, 8 of 12 from the free throw line, 67% in that game. Did have some foul trouble with 16 fouls. Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Zakora both had 4 fouls in that game. 14 assists on the game for McDonald. For Osseo Fairchild, they were led by Jack Steinke with 18 points and Drake Sweat with 14. Cale Holm led the way for McDonald in that win, 23 points, 9 of 12 shooting, including 4 of 6 from downtown, and had 6 rebounds. Cooper Mittermeier had 15 points on 3 of 12 shooting from 3-point range, but was 6 of 8 from the foul line. And Miles Flanagan, it's going to be good to have him back out there tonight. He had 10 points, was 5 of 6 from the field. Galvez with 6 points and 7 rebounds, and Jordan Sikora with 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. We're back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney and the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports as we inch closer to game time.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
11-4 McDonald boys basketball on the road at 9-6 Osseo Fairchild. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Don't forget, through the end of the month, 1.9% financing on approved credit for those Ford F-150s 2023. Check it out at Toyson Ford next to the new Festival Foods in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, a Toyson Ford key to the game or two tonight.
Okay, so we need to come out and start playing some basketball right off the get-go. I mean, we had these guys last week against Regis. We did not play one of our better games against Regis, in my opinion. We didn't shoot the ball well. We turned the ball over. Defense was marginal, but they did all right. Again, I think these guys need to come out and just put their foot on the gas pedal and really, really get going tonight, quick and early.
That's your Toyson Ford key to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Again, 1.9% APR on approved credit through the end of the month on 2023 Ford F-150s, Toyson Ford. Our tip-off is next. It's McDonald and Osseo Fairchild, the fourth of 6 straight games on the road for Coach Adam Schilling's squad. We'll be back with tip-off right after this on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Yep, it's cold. Spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Starting lineups being introduced right now for your McDonald Max. The road team, 5'11", junior guard number 3, Cooper Mittermeier, second on the team at 12.2 points per game and leads the team in assists. Cale Holm, 5'10", sophomore guard number 20, 14.3 points per game, shooting 40% from 3, leads the team in both categories. Jordan Sikora, the 6'3", junior guard number 24, second on the team in assists and 8.1 points per game. Carson Galvez, the 6'3", sophomore forward number 33, leads the team in rebounds and 9.6 points per game, actually second on the team in rebounds. And Miles Flanagan, the 6'3", senior center number 44, good to have Miles back in the lineup, 4.1 points per game and 6.2 rebounds for Miles Flanagan. Head coach is Adam Schilling, sixth year at the helm of this McDonald program, 107 victories versus just 42 defeats, a 72% winning percentage. On the other side for Coach Tim Popple and the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, Drake Sweat, a junior guard, number 5, 12 points per game. Trigby Corger, a 3.8 points per game for the junior, number 13, 5'10 guard. 5'9 guard, number 14, Brogan Corger, older brother, senior, 6.2 points per game. Mason Schmidt, a sophomore, 2.7 points per game, a 6-foot guard, number 23. And number 24, their leading scorer, Jack Steinke, 16.8 points per game, a junior, 6'2 guard. Stats courtesy of WISSports.net. And Tim Popple, head coach of the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. The Thunder in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the burnt orange numerals and lettering, the black accents and piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, with white numerals and lettering, white accents on the shorts and tanks, and the gold piping. And it'll be Jordan Sikora jumping at midcourt against sophomore Mason Schmidt, who is listed at 6 foot, but seems like he might be just a bit taller than that.
Yes.
Sikora wins the opening tap. Carson Galvez retrieves on the far side of the floor, and we are underway. Crossing that big hammer logo at midcourt is Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald will be moving left to right. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. Down in Osseo, Sam Aberley at the Wogo home base in Halley. McDonald Max basketball. An early tipped pass and a steal coming the other way for Osseo Fairchild. Corger down the lane. Off the glass, no, but a foul will be called against Cale Holm. That was Brogan Corger, one of two brothers in the starting lineup for Coach Popple. Again, Coach told us earlier that they are missing two of their five typical starters because of injury, and about 5-6 players out with injury tonight for Osseo Fairchild. First free throw is no good. Pretty incredible JV game. I neglected to write down the final score, but McDonald was down 25-15 in the JV game at the half and did not allow a single point in the second half until 12 minutes into the second half. A phenomenal offensive effort as Corger hits the first free throw, makes it 1-0 Osseo Fairchild. JV did win that game going away. Again, I apologize. I forgot to write down the score. Miles Flanagan to Sikora. Sikora rotates. Cale Holm left wing. McDonald trails 1-0 early on. Galvez kick out Sikora left corner. Holm rotates to Cooper Mittermeier right wing. The Max boys have had 6 days off after that third of six road games on Regis' home floor on Friday night. Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier. Loops it back up to Sikora high on the left. Back to Cooper. Cooper, no hesitation on a three. Comes up a little bit short. Rebound pulled in by Brogan Corger. Corger's going to push ahead. Sweat high off the glass and scores. That's the first field goal of the night. The junior, averaging 12 points per game, makes it 3-0 Osseo Fairchild.
Osseo's in a 3-2 zone, it looks like, against McDonald.
Sikora high on the right, over to Cale Holm. Holm with those pink-accented sneakers. These are for Sikora, back to Holm. The leading scorer for McDonald hands over to Cooper Mittermeier, second leading scorer. Cale Holm right corner now, straddling the three-point arc. Tries to drop it down to Carson Galvez, knocked away and stolen. Schmidt poked that one to Corger. Corger comes to a jump stop just outside the lane, pushes it out to Sweat. Sweat outside the arc, comes to a jump stop after a couple dribbles. Leaves it over in the right corner. Long skip pass over to Trigby Corger. Corger pulls up from 16 feet. Tough shot. Hit it. 5-0. Good start for the Thunder. They like to play with pace, and 2 minutes in, they lead by two possessions.
McDonald struggles against the zone. Two turnovers already.
Cooper Mittermeier for Jordan Sikora, high on the left. Cale Holm in the left corner, swatted away from him by Sweat and out of bounds. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Cale Holm up top between the wheels. McDonald looking for their first points here. 2 minutes and change in. Holm right at the circle, drops it down, right block extended. Carson Galvez along the baseline, stepped on the baseline and out of bounds. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Trigby Korger across the timeline. Gets it back high on the left. Couple test dribbles. Shoots it over far side. A high pass went off the glass. And Cale Holm drops one over to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll take a quick three left corner, and McDonald could use that one.
Yes.
Splish splash for Cooper Mittermeier. That is his 37th of the season. And McDonald cuts the lead down to two. They trail 5-3. Sweat down the lane, hard to the rim, and scores. 7-3, Osseo Fairchild. Mittermeier across the timeline at the point and working against this zone. The junior up top maintaining the dribble goes to Cale Holm. Holm down to Miles Flanagan. Again, Flanagan his first game back after missing a few due to injury. Good to have Miles back out there. Sikora just inside the left block. Rotates out. Cale Holm. Holm for three. That one a little bit too long. Flanagan pats out the rebound. Back to Cale. Cale Holm. Three ball. Right corner. Yes. And McDonald within a point. They hit eight threes a game and a couple early on. It's already doubled up what they made against Regis on Friday night. Trying to answer for three left corner. That one too strong. No good on the miss by Steinke. And a whistle and a foul underneath. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes, but hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnell-ArieCatholicSchools.com or call 715-723-0538 today. Miles Flanagan just went down, and
yep, I think
he may have re-aggravated,
I think so,
that injury, unfortunately.
Yeah. He's not happy.
Well, he's going to get to his feet. Mason Bussey is going to come in. But it looks like Miles is going to need some help. His first game back for the senior, they were trying to take it as easy as possible, make sure that he could get back, and unfortunately something happened, seemed to be away from the ball there.
Yeah, just turned the wrong way.
Bussey comes in, the 6'4" sophomore center, and so certainly our hopes, thoughts, and prayers with Miles Flanagan. This wouldn't be anything serious here. Korger up top. They'll swing right side. Flip out to Drake Sweat. And Sweat backtracked and shuffled his feet. And there's a turnover for the Thunder. Going back to McDonald. Again, mentioning St. Charles Preschool and Primary School. There is an open house from 5 to 6 p.m. on the 31st. Last day of the month, 5 to 6 p.m., an open house where you can ask one-on-one questions, meet teachers, learn about financial aid and tuition. Again, St. Charles Preschool and Primary School. More information at McDonnell-ArieCatholicSchools.org. Cale Holm, right wing. Holm puts it on the floor with the right hand up top to Sikora. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier high on the left, over to Sikora. Sikora rotates down. Carson Galvez back out to Jordan. Sikora, flip out. Cooper Mittermeier bobbles just a bit, drops down to Bussey. Good look down low, and Mason Bussey powers one up for two.
Nice shot by Mason, and good looks there.
Keeping the ball moving.
Yep.
And McDonald takes their first lead, 8-7. Drake Sweat coming right back and retakes the lead as Sweat barrels down the right side of the lane and scores. He's had 6 points on three layups. 9-8. Osseo Fairchild with the lead. Cale Holm up top. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier, right wing, back up to Cale between the wheels. Holm for Sikora, high on the left. Sikora to Cale Holm. Deep three right of the circle for Cale. That one well off the mark. Knocked out of bounds and going to Osseo Fairchild. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. 12:40 remaining first half here from Osseo. 9-8, McDonald trails by a point to the home team, the Thunder. Korger comes to a jump stop at the foul line, kick out to Sweat. Passes up the three, Sweat puts on the floor with the left hand. He fumbles one out of bounds, traveled with the ball first. And another turnover, back to the Max.
Sometimes you get in that big crowd in there, and the refs just aren't going to bail you out for trying to go through three people.
Substitution, Mason Schmidt comes out. Joaquin Rodriguez, a senior, six-footer, a guard, comes in. He's averaging 5 points per game by the stats we're able to find at wisports.net. And Max a chance to take the lead here for the second time tonight. Carson Galvez, right block extended up top. Sikora leaves for Cale Holm. Holm, a deep three. We've got a blocking foul called underneath. No, an offensive foul on Mason Bussey. And so McDonald picks up their third foul in the first third of the first half. 12:14 to go, 9-8. Max trail by one. No whistles yet on Osseo Fairchild. Korger in the corner for Steinke. Tipped pass by Mason Bussey, and Galvez gobbles it up down low. Over to Sikora, far side of the floor. Jordan Sikora lost it off his foot and out of bounds. Thought maybe a hand got in there, but the officials right on top of that call, going back to Osseo Fairchild. McDonald is turned the ball over four times here. Under 12 to go, first half. Korger high on the left. It's Trigvi Korger. Rodriguez back to Korger. Grant Smiski's going to come into this game shortly. Korger walked with the ball up top. Smiski going to come in now, and Grant, number one, the 5'10" junior guard, averaging 2.4 points, 2.5 rebounds. Last time out against Osseo Fairchild, he had 2 points, 5 boards, and 2 assists. Cale Holm is going to take a break here for Coach Schilling. Donald still trailing 9-8.
Trying to get a shot off here.
Smiski running the point. Down to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner, out to Sikora. Sikora to Smiski. He had that lone three for McDonald against Regis on Friday night. Back to Smiski. Smiski splits a couple defenders and called for a travel.
Holy mackerel.
Five turnovers for McDonald. And again, that's what Osseo Fairchild wants to create, is some chaos, make the other team hurry up their offense a little bit, and they want to get out in transition. Not a lot of size. Devin Soule out there, number 30, a junior forward for Coach Popple. Because again, they'll substitute pretty freely, even though they are a little short on the bench tonight, trying to keep that pace up. Drake Sweat up top, flips it over to the corner and into the McDonald bench. Trigby Korger could not get to it in time. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Grant Smiski over to Cooper Mittermeier. He's left open for three. No from the left corner. Ball batted out of bounds. And last touch by McDonald. Jordan Sikora, I think, had a finger or two on that.
Got a shot off, though.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Soule down to the corner. Rodriguez hoops over for Trigby Korger. Off the shoe of Steinke in the corner. McDonald aggressively playing the passing lanes here.
Just missing that ball.
Soule drops his Sweat. Sweat, nice feed down low to Steinke. Steinke going from one side of the rim to the other. No, but a foul. That's the fourth on McDonald with 10:20 to play.
It's the second on Carson.
And Galvez, as you mentioned, picks up his second foul. That will send Jack Steinke, the junior 6'2" guard, to the line, shooting two. And Cale Holmes going to come in for Carson here. First free throw is good for Steinke. Makes it 10-8. That's the first points for Steinke again. By what we could find, he averages almost 17 points per game. Galvez presumably is going to have to sit for the final 10-20 of the half, or at least most of it. Second free throw is good for Steinke, and probably depending on what McDonald's able to do here. Down by a full possession now. trailing 11-8. Smisky to Cooper, Mittermeier back out to Smisky high on the left. Leaves for Cooper playing catch over there on that left wing. Out to Sikora. Jordan over to Grant Smisky. Outside the arc, back to Sikora, right over the wheel. He's doubled, lost the ball, and is taken away by Rodriguez. To Korger. Korger flips to Sol. Sol has his shot erased, swatted away by Jordan Sikora on the way to the basket. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm fakes the three, resets. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three. Bang! Right wing triple ties the game for Cooper Mittermeier. His second. 11 apiece. Steinke walked with the basketball in the left corner. Is that our fifth travel tonight?
But yeah, both teams.
Ethan Abrams going to come in for Coach Popple. Also Brogan Korger back in. 11-11. McDonald's led one time so far here in the first 8.5 minutes. Cale Holm, right corner. Jordan Sikora to take the lead. Soars down the lane. Good find by Cale Holm and a little flip to the cup. Jordan Sikora, 13-11 McDonald. Their largest lead. Drake Sweat comes up with an air ball from 10 feet out. Cale Holm with the rebound. He'll push ahead to Sikora via Cooper Mittermeier. Jordan Sikora back out to Grant Smisky. Grant ahead fake, splits a couple defenders. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm, right corner pocket three, just a little bit too strong. Rebound by Sweat. Good push ahead. That's Ethan Abram. Abram to the lane and blocked on the way to the hoop.
Nice.
Rescuing it inbounds is Cooper Mittermeier. Got the block and the save. Flip to Grant Smisky, left corner, out to Sikora. Sikora for three, left wing, yes!
Now they're heating up.
Sikora with five, 16-11 McDonald, defense leading to offense. Coach Tim Popple's going to sub here at the next opportunity. Korger right wing, checked by Smisky. Out to Drake Sweat. Sweat flips over to Sol in the left corner, slides a bounce pass to Rodriguez. Rodriguez driving baseline, runs into Mason Bussey, and he lost control of the basketball.
And off his foot, out of bounds.
8:26 to play. Bussey's going to take his seats, and number 10, Alex Tokarski, 6'3" senior forward, number 10 coming in, averaging 4.3 points, 2.6 rebounds. Alex is unafraid to take it to the basket. He does some good work in the paint.
Yes.
They have him at the high post right now. 16-11 McDonald. Largest lead for the Max tonight. Cooper Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the left hand. Has a pass taken away by Sweat and a reach in and a foul. They'll get Grant Smisky with that. That's the team's fifth with 8:09 to play. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. That new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO, cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Mason Schmidt for Ethan Abram. Abram across the timeline. Jordan Sikora with the steal and the save to Tokarski. A scramble for it, going behind his back with a nifty move at midcourt. Cooper Mittermeier back to Sikora. To Grant Smisky in the left corner. Smisky gets by a couple defenders, drops a bounce pass in the lane. Kick out Cale Holm back to Sikora. Sikora power dribble, goes hard to the rim, and it pops in and out. And we have a whistle and a foul, and I think our very first foul tonight against Osseo Fairchild as they've played clean so far. Five whistles on McDonald, the first against the Thunder, and that will send Jordan Sikora to the line. First free throw comes up short. That whistle was against Mason Schmidt, of course, his first. Eli Stepp's going to come in for McDonald. 5'9" sophomore guard, number 2, 3.5 points per game, just under 2 rebounds as well. Or he's set to come in for the shooter, Jordan Sikora. And Sikora will get subbed out as he has 6 points, hitting the second free throw. And it's 17-11, McDonald. Running the point now for Coach Popple and Osseo Fairchild, Brogan Korger, the senior. Trigvi Korger now right wing. Comes to a jump stop at the right block. Kick out and a flip to Ethan Abram. Abram back to Korger. Korger to Jack Steinke. Korger splits a couple McDonald defenders. Nice shovel pass in low and a whistle and a foul on Cale Holm. That's his second as Steinke is going to the line, shooting two. Good position there by the junior.
Yeah, team six there.
And the second foul against Cale Holmes. So Jordan Sikora has a very brief break, and he's going to be right back out there. First free throw is good for Jack Steinke. He is 3 for 3 from the foul line. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Second free throw is good. Timeout on the floor. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. We are back in 30 seconds with Max Basketball on WOGO.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
McDonald Max Basketball on the road. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. McDonald with the basketball and the lead, 17-13. Cooper Mittermeier, a little bit of a bobble, goes between his legs. He's trapped now in front of the Osceola bench, flips over his head to Dekarski, and out to Sikora, to Grant Smiski. Smiski all alone on the left wing, working off a screen now from Alex Dekarski. Eli Stepp in the right corner. Stepp puts it on the floor with the left hand across the foul line. Back out to Smiski. Pumps now. Takes the three. Makes the three. Grant Smiski pops one from the left wing.
Osceola went into a man-to-man defense there, so that should open up some offense for McDonald.
Steinke to answer for three. Comes up well short. Dekarski pulls down the rebound. 5 hits from downtown for McDonald here in the first half. They lead 20-13. Dekarski left of the wheel. To Grant Smiski, out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier off the screen from Dekarski, gives it back to the senior Dekarski down the lane. Flip out, Eli Stepp passes up a three and back out to Smiski. Now playing some unselfish basketball here. Smiski in the lane. And off to Cooper Mittermeier. A couple of those, maybe you'd say shoot him. Now Smiski will shoot one and rattles in. 2 for 2 from downtown for Grant Smiski. This one left of the circle.
Open it up to a 10-point lead here.
23-13. Mason Schmidt up top to Korger. The rotate out. Rogan Korger tips pass to Trigvi Korger on the left wing. Against Grant Smiski, nose to nose with him. Korger comes to a jump top. Nice pass inside and a good reverse by Jack Steinke. His first field goal, he has 6 points. But a beautiful feed from the top of the lane to the baseline.
Very good. I don't know how he got that through there, but he did.
Cooper Mittermeier now going down the lane. Fires one out. To Dekarski, comes to a jump stop, and he walked with the basketball, and that one I did see. Mason Bussey's going to come in with 5:20 to play, and he will sub in for Alex Dekarski. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter, Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Quick, deep three off the mark for Trigvi Korger. Long rebound batted out to Grant Smiski. Smiski across the logo, goes behind his back, flips over to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier back out to Grant. Grant's hit two in a row, and that time no shot as he travels with the basketball.
Got to get the ball down on the floor before you start moving that.
I think we are up to 8 travels called combined between both teams. It's at least 7, but I think it's 8. Let's see if our crack stats team can get that for us. Under 5 to go in the first half. 23-15 McDonald's. They battled back from an early deficit. Trigvi Korger, no-look pass, down low. Steinke, baseline, three-point jumper. That one is way too strong, and a reach-in by Drake Sweat will be the second foul on Osceola Fairchild this half after Sikora had secured the rebound. So no foul trouble right now for the Thunder. McDonald's committed 6. 4:36 to play. Across the timeline, Mittermeier, a pass to Grant Smiski high on the right wing. Off a little slip screen from Sikora. Sikora posting up, down low. Cooper Mittermeier now on the left wing. Up top to Sikora. Leaves her Eli Stepp. Jab step. Up top to Mason Bussey. Grant Smiski now off of Bussey's screen. Smiski just outside the lane. Comes between a couple defenders trying to pass it off. Poked away and stolen. Corger to Steinke. Steinke down the lane. Runner high off the glass. Way too strong. Put back by Sweat is no good. And Mason Bussey pulls down the rebound. Bussey's doubled. Hands out to Smisky. Sweat tried to pick his pocket, and he did along the baseline, but stepped on the end line.
Ref kind of helped him out a little bit there, getting in his way.
Sweat working hard. The junior has 6 points, but has been a little bit quiet for a while offensively. Under four to play, 3:58 on the clock, 23-15. McDonald with the lead and the possession. Cooper Mittermeier facing some light backcourt pressure. They'll try and trap him at midcourt. He loops pass over to Sikora high on the left. Sikora to Grant Smisky. Smisky's hit a couple threes here in the first half. Jordan Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier. Back up to Jordan between the circles. McDonald being patient here offensively. Mittermeier to Grant Smisky. Smisky on the left wing, back out to Cooper. Playing against the zone again. Yep. Mittermeier will take a three, looking for one from the right wing. No, got knocked down. No call, and a push ahead. Steinke. Steinke a one-on-one. Nice bounce pass to Trigby Corger. He gets his man up in the air, scoots out to Rodriguez in the corner for a three. That one comes up well short. Sikora with the rebound, pushes it out to Cooper Mittermeier, and Mittermeier has the ball taken away from him on a reach-in by Jack Steinke.
Brogan Corger, I think. Was it? 14.
Maybe you're right. I thought it was 24, but you're right. That was Brogan Corger. Team's third and the first on Corger. Just over 3 minutes to go. McDonald leading by 8, 23-15. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier leaves for Jordan Sikora. High on the left. McDonald working on their spacing here. Sikora against Corger to Grant Smisky in the left corner. Smisky back. They'll drop down to Bussey. Nice high-low feed. And Mason Bussey up and in for two. Smisky, the hockey assist. The actual assist goes to Jordan Sikora that time. Top of the key feed down the left side of the lane for Mason Bussey. Trigby Corger tipped pass out to Drake Sweat. Sweat bullet pass down low. Rodriguez missed the reverse. I think Bussey might have gotten a piece of that. 2:20 to go. McDonald back up to a 10-point advantage, 25-15. Grant Smisky up top. Leaves for Mittermeier with 2:12 to go. Eli Stepp for Grant Smisky on the right wing outside the arc. Grant puts it on the floor with the left hand. He's bumped. Picks up the dribble. Back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Eli Stepp in the left corner. Stepp maintaining the dribble. Drops down to Bussey. Bussey has a pretty good position, but gave it up to Sikora. Taken out of the way by Sweat. And a reach-in foul as Sweat got tangled with Eli Stepp, and that should send the junior to the line, shooting a 1-1. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long-overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, 839-0707, or wirzgala.com. First free throw on a 1-1 here for Sweat. And that one's good for the junior. His first make from the free throw line. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Sweat too long on the second free throw. Bussey pulls down another rebound. And a whistle and a foul on Rodriguez. Bussey had 14 rebounds on Friday night in that loss to Regis.
Yeah, he called that one on Saul, number 30.
And that's his first, team's fourth. Inbounds to Stepp. Stepp pushing down the left wing. Over in the corner now, right side, Cooper Mittermeier comes up short from three. Rodriguez with the rebound. Trapped for a moment in the corner over to Saul. Saul lost the handle, but up to Sweat. Tight roping the sideline with the pass. Soul puts it on the floor with the left hand, loops it over to Trigby Corger. Corger for three, high arc off the front of the rim, and a long rebound out to McDonald. They've got numbers here, push ahead to Bussey. Bussey, a good catch, and can't quite corral it, and hit the end line with the basketball.
A lot of momentum there to get Mason to slow that down.
Minute 22 remaining in the first half, 25-16. McDonald leads by 9. Trying to be rude guests on the road here at Osseo. Thunder crossed the timeline with Corger. for Steinke in the left wing. Grant Smiski on him. Eli Stepp comes over the trap. They find Sweat. Sol in the right corner. Big jab step. Sol pulls up from 16. Back rimmed it. No. Rebound Sikora. Sikora is hammered by Sol, and he just picked up his second foul very quickly.
He literally just grabbed him.
And now the foul's evening up a little bit. That's the fifth on the Thunder as they will sub in Brogan Korger and also Ethan Abram. Sikora on the far side of the floor to inbound. Cooper Mittermeier, Eli Stepp, Grant Smiski, and Mason Bussey, the five on the floor for McDonald. Carson Galvez and Cale Holm each sitting with two fouls. Sikora up top near midcourt, working off a screen from Cooper Mittermeier. Lost the ball out of bounds, but last touched on the poke away by Trugby Korger. Coming up at the half, stats, highlights, analysis. Maybe we'll even give live play-by-play as we try and shoot some beanbags from up here as well.
Or do.
Grant Smiski on the left wing. Drops it down to Bussey. Bussey double team knocked away from him, but Sikora pulls it in. Far side back up to Grant. 40 seconds to play. Smiski drops it down to Bussey. Couldn't quite get the handle.
Nice pass there. You're right, though. Mason just couldn't hold on to it.
38.4 seconds remaining. Max trailed 25, or excuse me, Max lead 25 to 16. Important distinction there.
Yes.
They did trail very early as Osseo came out of the gate strong, but the Thunder faltered just a bit. McDonald, a barrage of threes. 26 seconds left. High-low feed to Rodriguez. Rodriguez hit his shot, blocked. A little clap of the hands by Eli Stepp as he got a lot of ball, but some arm and wrist there as well. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Joaquin Rodriguez, the senior, looking for his first points. First free throw is good. So scoring with the clock stopped here. Cale Holm and Carson Galvez are going to come back in here with 23.7 seconds left as Grant Smiski picks up. Or excuse me, that foul was on Eli Stepp. Yeah. And Grant Smiski just going to take a seat here. Presumably the final possession of the game if McDonald plays for one. Long rebound out to Sikora and knocked away from him. Now McDonald needs to be careful as they expect to be on offense here and have a couple players playing with two fouls. Cale Holm gives up a shot to Korger. Trigvi Korger.
And there's a foul on three white, but I think the basket counted.
So 25-19, McDonald's 10-point lead trimmed to six. 12 seconds left, and that was the sixth team foul. Is Ethan Abram foul afterward. Cooper Mittermeier now on the right wing. 6 seconds to play. Mittermeier going behind his back, and he's fouled by Korger, and that's going to send Cooper to the line with a 1-1 and 5 seconds to play. Eli Stepp's going to come in along with Grant Smiski, and Cale Holm checks out. I assume Carson Galvez will as well. As Coach Schilling doesn't want anything to happen on a rebound here if Cooper doesn't hit them both. So Mittermeier will go to the line. This is a 1-1 and gets a lot of rim, but it drops through for Cooper Mittermeier. He has 7 points to lead the way for McDonald here in the first half. 25-20. So I think it should be 26-19. Second free throw no good for Cooper Mittermeier. Now Rodriguez from half court to beat the buzzer off the glass and almost through. An exciting first half. McDonald leads by a couple possessions at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area.
Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
go
here.
Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. At the half, McDonald leads 26-19. We'll have some highlights coming up and stats as well, but first your thoughts on that first half.
Again, we started out a little slow. I had McDonald down for several turnovers. I think I was up to 13 there. So we gotta just take care of the ball. We're staying in a zone defensively, offensive. When Osio goes into that man-to-man, we have to be able to kind of convert on that and start driving to the basket, maybe get a couple more fouls on Osio.
Well, let's hear how the first half sounded as we compile the halftime stats. Here is your halftime highlights.
Our side, a high pass went off the glass, and Cale Holm drops one over to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll take a quick three left corner, and McDonald could use that one.
Yes.
Ash for Cooper Mittermeier. Good to have Miles back out there. Sikora just inside the left block. Rotates out, Cale Holm, home for three. That one a little bit too long. Flanagan pats out the rebound. Back to Cale. Cale Holm, three ball, right corner, yes! Outside the arc, back to Sikora, right over the wheel. He's doubled, lost the ball, and is taken away by Rodriguez. To Korger. Korger flips to Sol. Sol has his shot erased, swatted away by Jordan Sikora on the way to the basket. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm fakes the three, resets, out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three, bang! Right wing triple ties the game for Cooper Mittermeier, his second, 11 apiece. Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm, right corner pocket three, just a little bit too strong. Rebound by Sweat. Good push ahead. That's Ethan Abram. Abram to the lane and blocked on the way to the hoop.
Nice.
Rescuing it inbounds is Cooper Mittermeier. Got the block and the save. Flip to Grant Smiski, left corner, out to Sikora. Sikora for three, left wing, yes!
Now they're heating up.
Eli Stepp
in the right corner. Steph puts it on the floor with the left hand across the foul line. Back out to Smiski. Pumps now. Takes the three. Makes the three. Grant Smiski pops one from the left wing. Now playing some unselfish basketball here. Smiski in the lane. Hand off to Cooper Mittermeier. A couple of those maybe you'd say shoot him. Now Smiski will shoot one and rattles in. 2 for 2 from downtown for Grant Smiski. This one left of the circle. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Before we take a break and get to Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, our stats from the first half. Osseo Fairchild had 5 different players score, 7 for Drake Sweat to lead the way, 6 for Jack Steinke. He had 4 of those from the line, 4 for Trigby Corger and 1 apiece for Brogan Corger and Joaquin Rodriguez. On the other side for McDonald, 7 for Cooper Mittermeier, tied for a game high. Jordan Sikora was 6, Grant Smiski was 6, 4 for Mason Bussey, and 3 for Cale Holmes. McDonald hit 6 three-pointers in the first half. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CVTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CVTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cvtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
Before the second half begins, McDonald leading 26-19 at the break here at Osseo Fairchild. It's time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and here we go with Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey, Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, Joy Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan, Greg Hovland down at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, Sarah Pass and Bovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota, Krista Lesser Davis is at the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis also. Carter Billen, Security Forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Carter is in the Air Force. Austin Tollefson in the Marine Corps Reserves at Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is active duty Navy from Colfax. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is at Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart is a Chi-I grad stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Noah Christofferson is a 2021 McDonald grad, is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ali Eckes is a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-I grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-I grad with the Merchant Marines. And I'm waiting to hear back from Sergeant Scoobin. He's going to give me a list of some recent recruits that are coming out of the Chi-High McDonald area, so I'm waiting to hear that. I can't wait to get some more names added to this list. And again, with this volatile world where we are in, it is so, so thankful to have this military that we do. So please be safe out there.
Yes, and thank you so much for those who serve. I know We've heard many times about some of our servicemen and women who listen to these games via live streaming or podcast. Maybe they're listening at wogo.com right now. We thank you so much. And if we can help you feel just a little bit closer to home, give you a little piece of home while you're away, we'd be honored to be able to do that. So thank you so much. And we'd love to add more names to this list as well each and every weekend as we get into tournament time, too.
Yep.
McDonald leads by 7, coming up a little bit short on an opening salvo of a 3 is Cale Holm to start the second half. McDonald with Mittermeier, Holm, Bussey, Sikora, and Carson Galvez. Not the original starting 5, unfortunately, as a quick turnover thrown out of bounds over the head of Jack Steinke. Again, McDonald with 4 of their original starting 5, but Bussey in place of Miles Flanagan, who unfortunately went down with an injury in the first half.
Osseo's going man-to-man defense, full court.
Trying to speed things up and see if they can force the McDonald turnovers.
Nice.
Drop down to Carson Galvez, and Galvez had his man sealed off. And Carson gets his first bucket of the game 40 seconds into the second half. Makes it 28-19, the Mavs. Up top, Sweat working against a screen. Steal by Galvez. Galvez stepped into that passing lane after Cooper Mittermeier put pressure on the ball. Cale Holm, right wing. Holm and Galvez both battled foul trouble in the first half. Jordan Sikora, left wing. Sikora to Cale Holm. Holm driving by his man and flipped out up top looking for Bussey and instead threw it away. Osseo has numbers. Steinke straight on for 3 off the glass. Missed that one pretty badly. Coming across the timeline, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier just got jacked right in the face, incidentally, but Steinke was going for the steal, and actually maybe Cooper took that one a little bit more. I mean, I think he might have thrown the arm up to protect his face, but it looked pretty high.
Yeah.
Again, inadvertent contact, but the foul's 1-0. Osseo Fairchild took a while to commit a foul, but kind of evened things up at the end of the first half. Carson Galvez working against Korger. Galvez goes up and under him, comes up a little bit short, and Steinke with the rebound. He'll push across the timeline. Steinke push ahead to Sweat. Back to Steinke. Beautiful work in transition, and Steinke up for 2. 28-21. McDonald leads by 7. Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier near midcourt. Over to Cale Holm, high on the right side. Drop down to Galvez, and the pass didn't go over the head of Sweat far enough, and Sweat pokes it away. Another turnover for McDonald. Korger comes up from 10 feet, comes up short, and Galvez pulls down the rebound with a little difficulty, but drops it off at his own foul line. Push ahead to Cale Holm from Cooper Mittermeier. Holm, tough shot in the lane, gets a nice bounce.
Got a real nice bounce.
Holm now with 5 points, and the McDonald lead is 30-21. Points have been a little bit difficult to come by. Right side, Korger. Korger at the high post now to Sweat. Sweat steps back for 3, back rimmed it. No, rebound again to Galvez. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm attacking right against Sweat. Tried to wrap around a bounce pass. Blocking foul called first on Sweat. That will be the team's 2nd, and I believe the 2nd on Drake Sweat, the junior. 9-point lead for McDonald, 30-21. Carson Galvez to inbound. He's still waiting, and goes up top to Jordan Sikora. To Cale Holm. Holm has a good look at a 3 left wing. Drained it. Well-designed inbound play as Holm came wide open on the left wing. Korger down the left block. Scoops to a cutting Sweat. Sweat hard to the rim, and did he walk with the basketball or a blocking foul?
Mason got him on the arm.
First foul of the second half on McDonald. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw is good for Drake Sweat. Second one upcoming. And the junior hits them both.
Good shot from the line.
He now has 9 points. Long pass stolen away by Sweat. Goes over the top of Sikora and right back to Sweat to Korger. Korger in the lane from 4 feet. Misses it too strong. Rebound out to Steinke. Steinke lost it to Sikora, and Sikora lost it. Cooper Mittermeier lost it, but then another travel.
Yeah.
As Mason Schmidt had the ball and walked with it.
I thought for sure they were going to catch somebody with a foul there, but they didn't.
33-23, McDonald up 10. Carson Galvez to Bussey. Bussey double, goes up strong. No, rebound batted out. Sikora scrabbling for it and lost it to Korger, who is on his stomach on the floor. Now Bussey picks up a foul.
That's his third.
Scramble for the loose ball. Well, mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising, February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and live big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss that cash raffle grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets. More in a moment. Drake Sweat throws into Korger. Korger pulls up. Left elbow jumper. Front rim. No rebound. Mason Bussey. And Bussey called for a travel as he was losing his balance. Again, you can call the school or stop by to get those raffle tickets. Event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald. And Mason Bussey going to take a seat. And Tekarski, the senior, comes in. Inbounds, stolen away by Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier's got a two-on-one, comes to a jump stop at the left block. Beautiful wraparound pass to Sikora, leans in for two.
Nice hustle there by Cooper.
8 points for Jordan Sikora. Drake Sweat up top. 35-23, largest lead of the night for McDonald. Korger out to Sweat. Sweat lost it in the lane. Sweat picks it up, throws it up, and misses as he got a little bit tangled up there with Tekarski. Jordan Sikora up top. Sikora drops it down for Tekarski, crashes to the hoop and scores.
Good feed.
Alex Tekarski in a timeout taken by Coach Popple. We're going to step out and be back in 60 seconds. McDonald's opened up a 14-point advantage here. We're back in 60 on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Max Basketball. McDonald holding a 37-23 advantage with 13:39 to go here in the second half. Maybe we're burying the lead a little bit. We totally forgot to mention we won the Culver's contest at halftime somehow. I'm still saying your shot must have gone in, not mine, with the beanbags. Missed by Osio Fairchild. Tekarski battles down the rebound and leaves it for Carson Galvez. Mittermeier to Cale Holm in the right corner. And McDonald up 14. That's their largest advantage tonight. Cale Holm and Jordan Sikora each with 8 points for the Max. Holm to Sikora in the left corner. Sikora testing, probing along the baseline. Up top for Mittermeier. Mittermeier drops down to Carson Galvez. Wide open right corner. Pocket three. Bang. Carson Galvez with 5 points all in the second half as he's battled some foul trouble. 40-23 McDonald.
So we need to do open this up a little bit.
Schmidt in the left corner. Bounce up top to Korger. Trigby Korger comes to a jump stop at the left elbow. Out to Drake Sweat. Sweat between a couple defenders. Stumbled and walked with the basketball. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Cale Holm in the left corner, out to Jordan Secora, to Cooper Mittermeier, back to Carson Galvez in that right corner. Flip over to Jordan Secora, to Cale Holm. Holm left corner outside the arc. McDonald working out on the perimeter right now. Long cross-court skip went off the rim. Galvez retrieved it. Galvez finds it, cutting Tekarski, and Tekarski's basket waved off.
Yeah.
Because underneath. There was a bump first, I think before the pass even.
Yeah. That sweat. That's his third.
Team's third here in the second half. 12-13 to play. 40-23 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier loops it in. Out to Cale Holm via Carson Galvez. Back to Mittermeier. Mittermeier drops down to Carson. The sophomore holding in the right corner. Working a right-handed bounce out to Cale Holm. Holm to Jordan Secora. Short corner feed. Tekarski back out to Jordan Secora. Working against Sowell. Lead for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald. Mittermeier out to Secora. Secora in rhythm for three. That one off the side of the rim. No. Tekarski battles down the rebound. He's doubled. Fights it back out. Cooper Mittermeier, deep three, front rim, no, long rebound out to Cale Holm. Holm drops it down to Jordan Secora. Jordan doubled along the left block. Out to Carson Galvez at the foul line to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier against Korger. Korger to Cale Holm. Sweat went for the steal. Jordan Secora left wing, high post feed. Galvez. Galvez attacks. The basket is fouled.
Good
whistle
take.
Against Steinke. Good ball control possession for McDonald. 11:25. Left to play here.
Hit a couple free throws here.
Galvez will go to the line. Shooting a couple. First free throw is too long. 63% foul shooter on the year is Carson Galvez. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. That's ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust. Comes in the yellow truck. Grant Smisky in for Cale Holm. Second free throw is good for Carson Galvez. Carson has 6 points in the second half. 11:22 to play. Pass along the baseline. Steinke kick out. And a long three from the left corner. Noah Tekarski pulls down the rebound off the miss from Devin Sewell. The senior Tekarski doing some yeoman's work in the paint. Carson Galvez gets by his defender. Kick out Grant Smisky. Offensive foul called first. As Carson picks up his third. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Remember, you can visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or the new location in Lake Halley or anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max! From Nicolet Bank. Eli Stepp about to come back in for Coach Schilling. Trigby Korger at the left elbow. The Sol, he'll try another three from the left corner. That one comes up well short. Rodriguez offensive rebound. No on the reverse. Long rebound out to Grant Smisky.
Yeah, now they can just take their time here and run some good offense.
Smisky traverses inside the arc to Cooper Mittermeier on the left corner. Back out to Grant. Donald working against his zone as they have for most of the night. Carson Galvez in the right corner. Couple jab steps. He walked the basketball. That one was pretty apparent.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we've had a game where traveling's been called.
Oh my goodness.
This frequently.
Yes.
And I don't know if maybe it gets in the kids' heads a little bit when it's called a lot early. And again, not saying that the traveling violations are not occurring. It's just not really used to this many. 10:27 to go. 14 fouls on Osseo Fairchild, 3 on McDonald, a 41-23 18-point lead for the Max. They fell behind early in this game, but have come back with fire and fury. Right side, Brogan Korger, picked up top by Smisky, picks up his dribble, Korger to Sol. Sol between the double team, skips over to Korger on the right wing. Finds Sol at the left block, and my goodness, that was a travel. And not caught. A nice finish by Sol, but my goodness, it sure looked like there was at least three steps there. I don't know.
Spinning.
I don't know. Eli Stepp right wing. Stepp puts on the floor with the left hand. Nice no-look feed down. Loaded to Tekarski in the reverse, going from one side of the lane to the other.
Nice feed by Eli.
4 points for Alex Tokarski and step with the dime, the sophomore to the senior. Soul in the lane. He'll pull up from 14 feet. No, rebound to Jordan Sikora. Sikora with a head of steam across the timeline. Long looping pass. Step gets it on his knees, and he's tied up with Soul in a held ball, and possession will go to Osseo Fairchild with 9:18 to play. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. Hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538. Today, McDonald with his steal, but
guess what?
A travel call. Well, give us time to let you know that St. Charles Preschool and Primary School, there is an open house January 31st, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can ask questions one-on-one, faculty, teachers and administrators. Get your questions answered. Find out about financial aid opportunities as well. That's January 31st, 5 to 6 p.m. at St. Charles Preschool and Primary School. Korger has his pocket picked by Grant Smisky in collaboration with Cooper Mittermeier. Smisky down the lane. Muscles went up. No. Rebound coming the other way. A long push ahead to Rodriguez. Rodriguez down the lane. Comes to a jump stop. And he will pull up and be fouled with 8:39 to go.
Jordan picking up his first foul.
Team's fourth. So fouls even at one apiece. Mason Buskey is going to come in. Also, Ben Siegenthaler, 6 foot junior forward, number 5. We'll see his first action tonight. Rodriguez gets a nice hometown roll from the free throw line. Rodriguez now 2 made free throws on the night. Tokarski and Sikora out. 8:39 left. 43-26. McDonald up 17. Pending the second free throw from Tokarski. They play on the release, and that one is long. And Mason Bussey immediately grabs a rebound coming in off the bench. Grant Smisky going in hard to the hoop, drops it down to Siegenthaler, out to Eli Stepp, wide open for 3 left corner. Oh. That one rattles in. Eli Stepp was ready to fire. Soul on the right wing, pushes over in the left wing. 3 well off the mark. Smisky with the rebound. 46-26, McDonald up 20. Largest lead tonight. Cooper Mittermeier to make it 23. No on the 3-point attempt from the left wing.
Look good.
Korger shoots one down to Soul, and Soul runs into Ben Siegenthaler in a foul. McDonald's fifth and the first on Ben. Has that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. And Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at Wurzgalla.com. That's Wurzgalla.com. Rodriguez off the inbounds, drops a pass along the baseline to Abrams. Abrams gets it back in the right corner. Left side, Korger to Korger. Trigby Korger out to Brogan Korger to Abram. Left wing, big ball fake. And Korger on the right wing. Trigby Korger pulls up, sweet looking shot from 15 feet. Trigby Korger has 6, the junior. 46-28, McDonald. Now Korger pressuring McDonald's backcourt. Smisky across the timeline. Pulls up his dribble just outside the arc. To Ben Siegenthaler, Eli Stepp right wing. Step goes between his legs near midcourt to Grant Smisky against Trigby Korger. Grant is bumped and fouled.
Yep.
And that will be the fifth against Osseo Fairchild, evening the fouls at 5 apiece with 7:17 remaining here in the second half. Ben Siegenthaler is going to inbound far side of the floor near that U in Thunder. Siegenthaler over to Grant Smisky in the backcourt. Across the stripe. Smisky drops it down to Eli Stepp, left wing. Stepp fights a pass through to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler had his pass knocked away by the Thunder. Coming the other way with a little Euro and a nice finish from 6 feet out, Trigby Korger. 46-30, McDonald's lead trimmed down to 16. Mittermeier against Brogan Korger in the backcourt, crosses him over to Grant Smisky high in the left. Smiski down the middle of the lane. Works to Eli Stepp. Little head fake by Stepp, and Stepp is held and fouled by Ethan Abram. Foul starting to mount here with 6:41 to play. Soul will come in for Brogan Korger. Ben Siegenthaler is going to inbound far side of the floor. Into the backcourt, Cooper Mittermeier. Trigby Korger comes on him. They collide in the backcourt. I think they bang knees. Both guys taking a little time getting back up here. Yeah, I think knee collided with knee, and so they're both going to shake that one off. But that will send Cooper Mittermeier to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Cooper has 7 points all in the first half. This will be the first 1-1 for either team with 6:38 remaining. 17 foul on Osseo Fairchild. 5 whistles against McDonald. Mittermeier first free throw. Draws the rim but drops through. And he is 2 for 3 from the foul line. Carson Galvez, Cale Holm, and Jordan Sikora in for Siegenthaler, Smiski, and Stepp. And Mittermeier looking to go 2 for 2 on this trip to the charity stripe. The junior second free throw, in and out. Rebound saved by Rodriguez as Bussey battled him for it. Jack Steinke across the timeline. Steinke to Sweat. Sweat puts it on the floor with the right hand. No good from about 12 feet out. Sikora picks up his dribble in the backcourt, finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Carson Galvez. Galvez to Cale Holm. Holm thought better of a three from the right corner. Mittermeier calling for it. Left corner three for Cooper is good.
His third of the night.
11 for Cooper Mittermeier. Soul into the corner. Gets it back on the right arc. Rodriguez toes up a three. That's a good looking shot for the senior Joaquin Rodriguez. That's his first field goal. He has 5 points. 50-33 McDonald. Cale Holm up top to Sikora between the circles. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier bounce back up top to Jordan with 5:37 to play. Cooper Mittermeier going for another three. He's feeling it now. Left wing bomb for Cooper Mittermeier. Good His look. Fourth of the night.
Good look at the basket.
Soul out to Sweat. 53-33. McDonald leads by 20. Looking for their sixth conference victory of the season. Steinke at the foul line. Over to Joaquin. He'll rattle home a jumper from the left elbow. Joaquin Rodriguez has hit a three, a two, and
two.
A couple free throws as well. 53-35 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier left wing to Jordan Sikora. In the corner, Sikora with a right-handed dribble. Steinke coming out on him. Sikora gets by Steinke, down the lane, hangs and hits. A beautiful finger roll finish for Jordan Sikora. He's into double digits with 10. 55-35. Soul snaps off a three straight on front rim. No. Rebound battled for by Abram and Bussey and knocked out of bounds. Last touched by McDonald.
Yep.
And McDonald's midwinter Mardi Gras coming up February 3rd. Those raffle tickets and event tickets as well at the school. Our event tickets at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Three off the inbounds from Ethan Abram, left corner. The senior gets his first points. 55-38, the max. Carson Galvez, nice catch in the right corner. Puts it on the floor with one bounce with the left hand out to Cale Holm. Holm, Bussey, Cooper, Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora, and Carson Galvez on the floor right now for Coach Adam Schilling. Mittermeier, another three front rim, no. Rebound batted out, back to Bussey. Bussey is double teamed. He'll go up strong and comes up short, but a foul as Mason Bussey will go to the line. And he will shoot two. Again, midwinter Mardi Gras, an evening of fun and fundraising, an elegant evening as well. February 10th at the high school. 100% of proceeds support McDonald's schools and students as Mason Bussey will take the first free throw here. And he's good. Enjoy live jazz and live big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss that cash raffle as well with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available. Second free throw too strong for Mason Bussey. They're available at the school or McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonnell Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 10th. Steinke straight on for three. No front rim. Drake Sweat offensive rebound. Back out to Steinke. He'll reposition for three again. Straight on. This time he hits. Jack Steinke, his first three-point make. He had 18 in the first matchup with McDonald. 56-41. McDonald leads by 15. Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Being pursued by Trigby Corger. Finds Cale Holm in the right corner. 3.5 minutes to go here in the second half. Jordan Sikora out to Carson Galvez. Wide open for three. Left corner. Yes! My goodness. McDonald has found the range that they didn't have Friday night at Regis. This is not an easy place to shoot here in Osseo. Air ball on a three, but an offensive rebound by Trigby Corger, and he wheels in the lane and scores. The junior's had a very nice second half. He's up to double-digit points now with 10. A steal at midcourt by Sweat. Sweat down the left side of the lane, runs into Carson Galvez, and Galvez changed the shot enough, but Steinke, offensive rebound, cleans it up. 59-45, McDonald up 14. A little bit of a late push here for Coach Popple's Thunder. Sikora across the timeline with 2:38 to play. 18 fouls on the Thunder, so Osseo Fairchild cannot foul without sending McDonald to the line for another 1-1. Carson Galvez picks up his dribble up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora between the circles. Work against Abram, and Abram does commit a foul that will send McDonald to the line with 2:22 remaining in this 14-point game. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Coach Popple seemingly conceding here with substitutions. Free throw on the 1-1, no good for Sikora. But a whistle and a foul. I think they got Mason Bussey on the rebound attempt.
I don't know what the call was. But Osseo got the
ball. Oh, I think maybe a lane violation.
Maybe.
I believe that was it. McDonald's going to send in substitutions shortly here as well. Leading by 14. Pass over to the right corner. Driving baseline is 34, Briley Durst. Out to Trigby Corger. He'll take a tough jumper from the foul line. No. And rebound knocked out of bounds. Staying with the Thunder, and they will sub in 5 for 5. Siegenthaler out there. Also, we'll see David Anderson, number 13, for the first time, the 6'1 junior forward. Dominic Hazleton, the 5'9 senior forward, number 22. Dawson Moulton, 6' sophomore forward, number 40. And Calvin Rennick, 5'9 senior guard, number 11. Up top, Siegenthaler with his steal. Ben with his steal, trying to go coast to coast, hangs in the air. No, but he is fouled by Briley Durst in the pickpocket for the junior Ben Siegenthaler, and he will go to the line trying to help McDonald reach 60 points here. They lead 59-45 with 1:55 to play.
See if Benny can make some.
Free throw is off the mark. Any foul will send McDonald to the line for two the rest of the way. Siegenthaler to get into the scoring column, and he will. 60 points on the board for McDonald. As Siegenthaler splits the pair at the charity stripe, 60-45. Under two to go here from Osseo. McDonald going to win their 12th game of the season and stay in a tie for second in the conference race. Corger, a long skip over to the left corner. Up top, Siegenthaler steps into a passing lane again and knocks it away from Durst. Coming up, our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Stats, highlights, analysis, a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar as well as Ben Siegenthaler almost knocked another one away. Trigby Corger just inside the right arc. Kick into the corner. Open look at a three. That one an air ball. Reinick pulls down the rebound. Leaves it for Hazleton. Minute 16 to play. Hazleton up top, Ben Siegenthaler for David Anderson. Reinick in the left corner. Up top, Moulton. Siegenthaler off the Moulton screen. Siegenthaler across the timeline, out to Reinick, left wing. Calvin Reinick tries to split a couple defenders. He's tied up, held ball possession. Will stay with McDonald. 58.3 seconds remaining.
See if we can't run this one out here.
Hazleton will inbound with two at the blocks, two at the elbows. McDonald leading by 15. Inbounds to Siegenthaler. Then over to David Anderson. Rotates into the left corner. Reinick via Dominic Hazleton. Back to Hazleton, the senior in the left corner. Oh, and he walked with the basketball. 47.7 seconds left on the clock. Evan Instanis. Actually, I think this is Drake Wojcik, the sophomore. Will inbound from the JV squad. And Siegenthaler steps in front of another pass and knocks it into the Osseo bench. Wojcik, the sophomore, will inbound. Drops into Cole Shettle, the junior. Up top, Trigby Corker to Shettle. Shettle trying to attack. David Anderson knocks it away, and Siegenthaler has it. Now Ben in a race to the basketball. Drops it off for Reinick, hopping in for two.
Nice check. Nice hustle by Benny.
Reinick filling the lane well. Again, Siegenthaler at the top of that D for McDonald. Has played very well here in the closing couple minutes, and Ben knocks away another ball. But somebody, I think they might get him for a foul.
Open number 11. I think they got Reinick, Calvin.
12.7 seconds left. That foul was on the floor. So Trigby Corger will inbound, drops into Abram. Abram muscles one up, and David Anderson called for a foul with 11.1 seconds left. So Ethan Abram will go to the line and will shoot a pair here. 62-45 McDonald.
11.1 on the clock, I think.
Abram's first free throw is good. Donald presumably can dribble it out after this. Second free throw for Abram, and he hit a pair. Good stroke from the line there by the senior. Ben Siegenthaler now will take it across the timeline with 5 seconds to play, and he will be able to dribble this one out. McDonald wins it 62-47 as the clock expires. Max moved to 12-4 on the season, now 6-3. They remain in second place in the Western Clear Belt Conference. Osseo Fairchild falls to 9-7 on the season. They are now 4-5 in conference play. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with stats, highlights, analysis, and a talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Look ahead at the WOGO sports calendar as well. It'll be the Post-Glass postgame show coming next, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. The Max wins 62-47.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, and we've got the perfect cure for the high interest rates that you've been reading about in the news recently. Now, through month-end, Toyson Ford has 1.9% financing for 72 months on approved credit for the 2023 Ford F-150. That's a whole percentage point drop from what I was advertising just a week ago. Stop in and see why Toyson Ford is the Valley's best choice. We're right next to the new Festival Foods off Highway 29 in Chippewa Falls. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds.
Go
here.
Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll get more in depth with the stats. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling and hear the second half highlights. But initial thoughts on this one, Mark Maloney. I mean, for one thing, McDonald was able to come out firing in the first half, and after being held to again just 1 for 16 3-point shooting on Friday night against Regis, it seems like a few days off did them good.
Yes, and again, you know, I think they kind of started out a little slow. Osseo came out and started the game out relatively fast, but I think they took control in the second half and just kind of opened it up. And once they got that momentum going, they didn't take their foot off the gas. And it was good to see the shooting that these kids are capable of doing. I mean, Eddie getting three or four threes, a couple other people hitting some threes. That's good to see, where we haven't hit a lot of threes in the last couple of games. So it's good to see the kids kind of coming back and rebounding from a tough loss against Regis and really get things going here. So a good way to come off of that and get the momentum back.
12 three-pointers made for McDonald tonight as 10 different players scored. And again, when you look at the way that they took the floor early, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of the JV game as well, too, as JV got down almost double digits early before they were even able to score a point. They were down 10 at the break, 25-15. But defense just leads the way for this team at all levels, and that sparked a lot of offense again that JV game and in the varsity game as well.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, Coach stayed in that zone defense for as long as he did. I thought maybe he'd break them out and go man on them, but he stayed in the zone. The kids did a nice job there getting the turnovers. I think we had way too many turnovers. I'm at, looks like 20, 21 turnovers that we committed. So that's not a good thing to do. And again, you called it, Caleb. There's a lot of traveling calls that were out there, whether they're traveling or not. They call the travel. Both teams were called for a lot of travels tonight, so again, it didn't help our cause.
Well, again, McDonald on a six-game road stretch here, and they are now 3-1 on the road. They've got two more road games coming up. Not going to be an easy one on the 30th at conference leader Bloomer. But again, if you want to stay within striking distance, again, of the unbeaten Blackhawks, who are 14-1 on the season, 8-0 in conference, you got to get that win on the road. They did it last year, and they'll have to do it again here on the penultimate day of the month. Then we'll be back in action broadcasting McDonald Max basketball on the 2nd of February at Cadott. After that, they'll come back home against a very, very good Columbus Catholic team. We're going to take a 2.5-minute break. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling when we're able to, and we'll also get you those second half highlights, game stats as well. 2.5 minutes as we continue the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
go
here.
Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Sikora. Sikora beat the buzzer. Yeah!
Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, good! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot by number 7!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the Post-Class Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postclassandmirror.com. Looking at the stats for both teams, as we mentioned, 10 players scored for McDonald, 7 scored tonight for the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. McDonald hit 12 three-pointers tonight, about 4 above their season average, which was already pretty impressive at nearly 8 made threes per game. Osseo had 2 players in double digits, 1 close. Jack Steinke led the way. Their leading scorer had 13 points, 7 of them in the second half. 10 for Trigby Corker. He had 6 after the break. Then 9 for Drake Sweat. 7 in the first half, held to just 2 in the second half. 7 for Joaquin Rodriguez. 5 for Ethan Abram. And rounding out the scoring for Tim Popple's Thunder, Devin Soule with 2. And Brogan Corker with 1. On the other side for McDonald, they had 2 in double digits, 2 close, as Mittermeier with 14 points and 4 made threes for Cooper, 10 for Jordan Sikora tonight, 9 for Carson Galvez, all of those in the second half as he had foul trouble in the first half, 8 for Cale Holmes, 6 for Grant Smiski, all in the first half, 5 for Mason Bussey, 4 for Alex Tokarski, 3 for Eli Stepp, 2 for Calvin Rennick, and 1 for Ben Siegenthaler.
Here comes coach. We'll talk a couple words with him.
Head coach Adam Schilling now as McDonald wins it 62-47 here on the road at Osseo Fairchild. 12th victory of the season for McDonald. They're 12-4 on the season and 6-3 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. And coach, as you join us here again in this game, at the beginning, we were saying it was a little reminiscent of the JV game as well, too, where Osseo jumped on you a little bit. But even as you mentioned, that game on Friday night against Regis, which was, you know, maybe not what we normally see from McDonald basketball, still the defense, it's the calling card of this team, and it's what you depend on, the defense first, and then the offense started coming. And tonight, when the offense came, it really started flowing well, especially from long range.
Yeah, we had some really nice passes and just, quite frankly, some unselfish play. So just moving the ball well, finding the open guy, that helped us shoot a little bit better percentage than what we did last Friday when we kind of took some forced shots.
Coach, 12 made three-pointers tonight, and again, really not seeing a lot of forced shots. And even a couple times tonight we're up here, we were kind of saying, well, man, that looked like maybe an open look that got passed up a little bit, almost incredibly unselfish, too, for this team, too, as they're sharing the ball.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's something we've really been stressing the whole season is just, you know, everybody's got to step up when they have their opportunities. And everybody just did a really good job moving the ball, finding the open guy, and then those shots are quite a bit easier, you know, if you get that extra pass and you get your feet set and you can eye up the rim.
Coach, I know you've been working, again, from time to time in practice. You've mentioned some of the interior work offensively. Again, of course, a lot of concern for Miles Flanagan here tonight, and we're certainly hoping that again, this latest setback is not a long one. But were you pleased with the way Mason Bussey and Alex Dekarski, in particular, worked in the paint for you tonight?
Yeah, I was. You know, I was really excited to have Miles back. You know, he gives us just so much. I think we really saw that those games he was out, just how much he brings to our team, not only as a player, but just as a leader. So it's a really tough blow. Hopefully we get some good news on him. But, again, it's about other kids stepping up when they have the opportunity, and those guys did that tonight.
Coach, again, four games into this six-game road swing, 3-1 on the road in this six-game set. But now you've got, again, a little time off, a little time to get some more of those practices that you mentioned pregame and get this team into a rhythm. And then you've got a very, very tough test at Bloomer on the 30th.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're one of the best teams in the area. We played with them pretty well, I thought, the first time. But, you know, playing over their place will be very hard. So it's just going to be a really good test for, you know, our guys to get some good experience against a good team on the road, and just kind of go over there and see what we can do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck against Bloomer. We'll see you again on the road at Cadott as the six-game road stretch finally comes to a close here. But, again, a very entertaining game here tonight, and I'm sure the boys are appreciating the chance to get back on the winning path.
Definitely. Thank you guys for coming out. I really appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We'll take our final two-minute break and be back to wrap things up from Osseo here on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Let's take a listen to your second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Drops it off at his own foul line. Push ahead to Cale Holm from Cooper Mittermeier. Holm, tough shot in the lane. Gets a nice bounce.
Got a real nice bounce.
Here comes in. Inbounds, stolen away by Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier's got a two-on-one, comes to a jump stop at the left block. Beautiful wraparound pass to Sikora, leans in for two. Holm to Sikora in the left corner. Sikora testing, probing along the baseline. Up top for Mittermeier. Mittermeier drops down to Carson Galvez. Wide open, right corner, pocket, three, bang. I don't know. Eli step right wing. Step puts on the floor with the left hand. Nice no-look feed down. Low to Tekarski in the reverse, going from one side of the lane to the other.
Nice feed by Eli.
And that one is long, and Mason Bussey immediately grabs a rebound coming in off the bench. Grant Smiski going in hard to the hoop, drops it down to Siegenthaler, out to Eli Step, wide open for three, left corner. Oh. That one rattles in. Sikora picks up his dribble in the backcourt, finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, Carson Galvez. Galvez to Cale Holm. Holm thought better of a three from the right corner. Mittermeier calling for it. Left corner three for Cooper is good. 50-33, McDonald. Cale Holm up top to Sikora between the circles. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier bounce back up top to Jordan with 5:37 to play. Cooper Mittermeier going for another three. He's feeling it now. Left wing bomb for Cooper Mittermeier. His fourth of the night. Left wing to Jordan Sikora. In the corner, Sikora. The right-handed dribble. Steinke coming out on him. Sikora gets by Steinke. Down the lane. Hangs and hits. A beautiful finger roll finish for Jordan Sikora. He's into double digits with 10. Being pursued by Trigby Korger. Finds Cale Holm in the right corner. 3.5 minutes to go here in the second half. Jordan Sikora out to Carson Galvez. Wide open for three, left corner, yes! Junior. Up top, Trigby Korger to Shettle. Shettle trying to attack. David Anderson knocks it away, and Siegenthaler has it. Now Ben in a race to the basketball. Drops it off for Reineck, hopping in for two.
Nice check. Nice hustle by Benny.
And that's how the second half sounded as McDonald wins it on the road by 15 here at Osseo Fairchild. And a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. You can view that at wogo.com. Tomorrow night, Mark Halverson on the call. Chi-High Boys Basketball hosts the Hudson Raiders. Next time we'll have McDonald Boys Basketball will be on February 2nd. Again, last of this six-game road stretch at Cadott, 6:55 start here on WOGO. Number 2-ranked Chi-High Boys Hockey will travel just a bit down the road to Eau Claire North on January 30th. That's a Tuesday evening. Greg Stewart on the call along with Cooper Fosvick, 6:40 start. We'll also have Chi-High Girls Basketball against the Rice Lake Warriors on January 29th. And next time for the McDonald Lady Macs girls team, we did pick up that game on February 8th, and that will be a big one, a big game on the road at Regis against two teams that are right near the top of the conference. McDonald, of course, 16-1 on the season. Regis only two losses so far.
Yes, and I went to watch them the other night play, and we're going to go watch them play against Cadott, and the girls are up at Bloomer. You know, that was kind of a slow start for them too, but then they just kind of took over that game. They did a nice job out there. So tomorrow night, I think they got Cadott at Cadott. So I think them girls are going to keep on going. And you know, they've played Regis already, but still, that's a rivalry. There's no records when that, especially down at Regis.
And I think that's what we talked about last Friday night. There's just something about the mystique,
yes,
of that building, of playing there it is just really, really hard to win down there. Even some of the best McDonald teams we have seen, teams that went to state,
yeah,
it still is not easy to get a win down there at Regis. So, again, appreciate the opportunity to be able to broadcast that game on February 8th, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes, that's going to be a good one. And like you said, it's kind of we're in the second half of the conference play here now, so February is going to fly by. It's a short month, and then we'll get ready for March Madness.
Well, McDonald 12-4 now in the season on the boys' side, and they are 6-3 in second place in a tie with Regis in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Thank you to Sam Aberley, our producer and board operator back at the WOGO studios. And Hallie, thank you again so much to every single sponsor, advertiser that you hear during our WOGO Sports broadcast, making it possible for us to bring these games home to you, even on the road here like tonight. Once again, your final score from Osseo Fairchild High School, the McDonald Max 62. The Osseo Fairchild Thunder 47. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Osseo. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.